Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Allegations of sex abuse of a minor in Munson. In where a $16 million jackpot winner. Gas is down again. A bear crashes a two-year-old's birthday party in West Hartford. A new CEO for Mercy Medical. And Mark Auerbach on the Arts Beat. It's Western Mass on the air for Monday, September 12, and it starts now. Mostly cloudy today, chance of showers, high 79. Winds are south-southwest, 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 40%. Tonight, cloudy, maybe some showers and storms, low of 65. Winds are light and variable, chance of rain at 40%. The ultraviolet index at 5, the humidity, 80%. On the roads, the traffic circle off Route 9 in Northampton on Damon Road will have traffic that'll be reduced to one way. Now, for those who travel here, it can be a busy spot without road work. The road will be closed 6 a.m. and will reopen at 5 p.m. Now, according to MassDOT, drivers in this area of Route 9 and Route 5 near the Calvin Coolidge Bridge and traffic circle should expect delays. There will be signs and law enforcement to help direct traffic. I think this is an entire week situation. Munson police report an investigation was initiated after a family member reported the discovery of an apparent relationship between an adult male and a minor child. Through the hard work of Tyler Wilk and Detective Derek Bedard, the case was ultimately referred to the United States Attorney's Office for prosecution. Parents and guardians are reminded about the importance of monitoring children's cell phones and online activity, especially sites that can facilitate actual meetings between the involved parties. A Megabucks doubler ticket sold for the Saturday, September 10 drawing in Ware is the winner of a $16.35 million jackpot. That is the game's largest jackpot since it was launched in April 2009. Tickets sold at Ware Cumberland Farms, that's at 195 West Street, and the previous largest Megabucks doubler jackpot amount was $13.82 million, and that was won March 10, 2012, on a ticket sold in Wakefield. Gas down again. Lowest price for a gallon of gas in Western Mass is $3.15 per gallon. Well, the most expensive, $3.99. This is a difference of 84 cents per gallon. You crunch this to nearby areas. Connecticut's at $3.53 a gallon, and Worcester, $3.79 a gallon. In West Hartford, Cyrus turned 2, and his birthday party was rolling right along when a bear showed up. About 24 family members and friends were enjoying Cyrus' birthday party on Sunday afternoon when the bear appeared. Cyrus' dad, Ralph Magidian, said children were running around and dancing to music but didn't expect an actual bear to show up during the track Bear Necessities. Yes, that's what happened. And while the guests were yelling at the bear to leave, he seemed unfazed and began to eat all the cupcakes. In these types of situations, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection encourage people to yell at the bear, make lots of noise. He just wanted some cupcakes. Mayor Sarno, director of the Department of Public Works, DPW Chris Signoli, and Eversource officials have announced plans for the utility to retrofit the City of Springfield streetlights to LEDs beginning January 1st, 2023, at no cost to the city. Now, we have over 14,000 streetlights in the city, and it's anticipated that it's going to take 3 to 5 years to fully retrofit all of them. In May 2022, Springfield announced the third phase for the installation of enhanced LED pedestrian lighting in the South End, with over 50 lights that were installed on Main Street from Central Street to East Columbus Avenue, on Locust Street from Main Street to Mill Street, and on Mill Street from Locust Street to East Columbus Avenue. Montez Carter has been named President and Chief Executive Officer of Trinity Health of New England. This is effective October 3. Carter succeeds Reginald J. Eady, MD, MBA, who held the top leadership role at Trinity Health of New England since 2018 and will go on to serve as Senior VP of Physician Enterprise Development for Livonia, Michigan-based Trinity Health. And Montez's entire title is Montez Carter, PharmD, Faish. So congratulations to Mr. Carter, and welcome aboard. Well, on the Arts Beat for Tuesday, from the Berkshires to Hartford, here is Mark Auerbach.
The Blind Boys of Alabama opened the UMass Fine Arts Center season in Amherst on September 16th. The Blind Boys have been inspiring, empowering, and uplifting audiences for seven decades. The group's original members, including Jimmy Carter, who leads the Blind Boys today, found their voices as kids at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in the late 1930s. And they've used their voices to change gospel music and help change the world. For details, fineartcenter.com. There'll be salsa at the museums, because Salsa at the Museums comes to the Quadrangle in Springfield September 15th, with dancing, entertainment activities, cash bar, food trucks, live music, and DJs. The free event, which celebrates the kickoff of Hispanic Heritage Month, features music by the Choco Band, a dance demonstration by Salsa Sensation, and a fencing demonstration by Juan Carlos Changuaqui. The food trucks include El Chicorro de Esther Isusa at Montezuma's Mexican Restaurant and Tropical Ice. For details, SpringfieldMuseums.org. Hartford Stage hosts an open house on September 17th from noon to 4 p.m. It's an opportunity to meet the creatives who put the theater season together with food and drink, games, live music, and more. Artistic director Amelia Bensusan will be on hand to introduce the theater's upcoming season, which opens October 13th with Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, followed by an encore of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, the entirely bilingual Espacios Clean, the world premiere of The Art of Burning, Shakespeare's The Winter Tale, and concludes with a timely revival of Trouble in Mind. For details, hartfordstage.org. Real Artways in Hartford hosts a creative cocktail hour September 15th with live music by Tabisa, a performance by the Dance Collective, music from DJ Realistic, and four art exhibitions. For details, realartways.org. In Real Life, the second Lava Film Festival showcases Massachusetts filmmaking talent from students to professionals September 15th through the 18th at the Lava Center in downtown Greenfield. For details, localaccess.org. Hold On Honeys, the indie folk minimalist trio, performs on the Huntington Town Green September 18th as part of the historic North Hall Arts Festival. The trio, Emily Curro, Raya Malcolm, and Shannon Rafferty, weave tight-knit harmonies that nourish the soul and invigorate the senses. For details, northhallhuntington.org. And The U.S. and the Holocaust, a new three-part documentary directed and produced by Ken Burns, Lynn Novick, and Sarah Burstein, explores America's response to one of the greatest humanitarian crises in history. Inspired in part by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's Americans in the Holocaust exhibition, and supported by its historical resources, the documentary airs September 18th, 19th, and 20th on most PBS stations. Check your local listings. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And thanks to everybody for listening to our program for today, Monday, as we start out the week together here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next fresh program up tomorrow online and available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.